This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I am Adam Carter, and I usually I'd be answering the questions for Chad. Chad off today to be with Q today and keep those well wishes coming in. We appreciate it. 651-461-9226. But when I... instead of just me asking myself questions, which would be incredibly boring, and that's how I come up with ideas like the mattress urinal, we don't want to do that for like too long. We like to bring in a big hitter, somebody who is a local celebrity, somebody who is instantly recognizable, and today we've done that. Chris Eggert from KSTP, you see him on morning television over there at KSTP. And then, how many shows you do now? Like, God, KSTP, they do, like, shows every hour. So what do you got, like 4 or 5 shows? You go to about 6 o'clock at night, Chris? How's that work?
Yeah, I'm there pretty much 18 hours a day.
Yeah.
Any newscast they'll let me do, I'm there to do it. No, we have a new show from 9 to 10 called Minnesota Live, so that's in addition to the newscast. I believe that's probably what you're referring to.
Minnesota Live, you and Megan Newquist do that, correct?
Yep. Heavy hitter, by the way. That's I'm not sure what your what your standard is, but okay.
They're pretty low, Chris. They're pretty low. That's what I'm saying. Our standards are pretty low.
Fair.
Now, I think this is the first time you and I have ever talked, but we've gone back and forth on Twitter quite a bit, and I'll never forget.
Yeah, I think it is.
It was many, many years ago when Chad and I were out at the State Fair, and one of our ongoing jokes at the State Fair, we'd hang different people's names, like, so every host or person at CCO gets like a name placard, and so when they're up on stage at the fair, we put the placard up top. So it was an ongoing joke, because they never made me a placard, because I wasn't that big of a deal, that we would just hang some other person's name above me. So I was on with Chad, and I think it was Mike Lynch was the name ahead of me, and you came by, and I think you were in a wheelchair at the time, probably we'll get into that, one of your many surgeries you've talked about, but you took a photo and tweeted it and said you were just sitting there watching Mike Lynch at the State Fair. It's a compliment. I mean, it wouldn't be bad to be Mike Lynch, but so.
I always come and watch you at the fair every year. I never get to see any of the broadcasts, and so that's like one of my favorite things. I'm just like everybody else. I like driving around. And that year I was in one of my little motorized scooter type things, which, by the way, are really the key way to experience the State Fair. If you've never tried it, I would highly recommend it.
651-461-9226, your questions and calls too for Chris Eggert. Chris, so you're a South Dakota guy, correct? Tell me about how you came to the Twin Cities, and also for the people who don't know the story, how you came to lose your leg.
Well, I'll start with the Sodak thing. I'm kind of fortunate. I call myself about a 60-40 Sodak/Minnesotan because all my dad's family are from southwestern Minnesota, like Laverne, Worthington, Camp Ramsey, kind of down in that area. And then my mom's family are all from South Dakota. And when my mom and dad divorced when I was a lad, my dad moved up here and my mom stayed in South Dakota. So I stayed in South Dakota, but I spent time up here all the time. This was like, you know, my second home. And back in, I don't know, I suppose 2012, my father became ill, and we decided that it would be beneficial to move back. Wanted to be here anyway, so I moved back to help take care of him when he was going through the illness. And so now I've been here for, almost 11 years now, which is crazy. But So that's just the first answer. How much do you really want to know about the leg thing? I mean,
I'll tell you what. You know what? Scrap that. Let me just ask you this. Have you ever used it as an excuse, not like a legitimate excuse? Not having a leg is a legitimate excuse. I think everybody can agree with that. But have you ever used it like to get out of something? Like, you know, I would, but, you know, I've only got one leg. Have you ever used
it? I use it for everything. I mean, it may have absolutely nothing to do with anything. I use it. And I think my friends and family and coworkers, I know it, like, they don't know what to say, right? I'll say something about the leg, and if people who don't know me very well don't know whether I'm joking or not, and they just kind of have this, like, horrified look on their face. It's one of my favorite things to do, actually. So anytime somebody new at the TV station starts, I start in with the leg stuff. So, yeah, I use it as an excuse for everything.
And I love that, by the way, because obviously it's a tremendous thing you've been through and continue to go through, but having a great sense of humor about it. I love it. Okay, we got some texts coming in, Chris. You ready? Now, these are a wide variety of texts, and you can answer them as you see fit. You can take the fifth, whatever you want to do. Somebody asks, what will convince you to put an emergency kit in your car for winter driving? Now, is this something you've explained, that you don't have an emergency car kit? Is this a thing?
Yeah, today on Minnesota Live, we actually had State Department of Public Safety, I think, was out, and they were telling us about winter car kits and everything you need to have in a car kit. And today was one of those days where I didn't even bring a jacket to work. I don't know how you are about that, but I very rarely dress for the weather outside.
Same.
And I also feel that as a lifelong Midwesterner, you should know what to put in your car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel, and this is a very controversial take, by the way,
we love
I don't feel that it's necessarily the news's job to explain to people that they need to have certain things in their car. I'm like, if
you
don't know that by now, you got bigger problems.
Now, that said,
that's my stance on that. But that said, we did have the fellow on from the state of Minnesota today, very nice, and did make some very good arguments for having a winter survival kit. So to answer that question, I do have a blanket in the back end of my car now.
So very good.
Now, I did have the blanket in the back of my car at the beginning of the day as well, but I'm just going to go ahead and call that the winter survival kit.
Well, it's one thing if you're going, you know, if you're driving for 4 hours a day.
Yes.
And you're on rural roads, then absolutely. But you're right. I agree with you 100% on that. And that's something that I guess I learned from Chad as well, that there, I mean, on this station, as you know, KSTP, one of the legendary broadcast stations, call letters in the market, and there's a sense of obligation, and I get it. I mean, I get it, especially here on this radio station. But, you know, there are just some things you've got to leave to up to people that they have to,
it's not our
job to tell you that.
Right. But I also get that there are people who, you know, are new to the area and they don't know. And I get that. But every year I feel the producers put those in the newscast just to irritate me, because they know it's going to turn into a thing because I'm going to, you know, complain about it. But that's what I do.
Exactly. That's what, so like Chad hates the stories about the Minnesota, about we're obsessed with finding connections to Minnesota with any kind of major national story, and I would always do that. I purposely put those stories in there just so that he would go nuts.
Yeah, boy. Way to irritate him.
This is a good question for people who work in the morning, early mornings like you do. Have you ever gone to work directly from a late-night party?
Oh, man, no way. I cannot do that. I'm
tough to do it on TV. It's tough to do. Radio, it's a little easier. But
I'm very close to 50 years old. Now I'd say that in television and nowadays, no. Now, when I was doing early morning radio, I think it was KXRB in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I had the sign-on shift at 6 o'clock in the morning. And back then they weren't on all day. Like, you had to go into the radio station and physically, like, fire up the radio station to put it on the air. And we had gone out pretty late the night before, and me and some of the fellers, and I missed the sign on, I'm trying to think about it. We probably didn't have cell phones back then either.
Nope.
At some point, I woke up mortified, realized I was late, got there. The program manager had signed the radio station on. And I think I maybe made it by 7 or 7:15. But that was an example of what happens when you stay up way too late and then try to get up and do the morning show the next day. It doesn't usually work out very well.
Chris Eggert from KSTP is our celebrity guest for Ask Adam Anything. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Dave, you got that audio ready to go here?
Sure do.
All right, this is last week, and I love this. Let's hear Chris having to pronounce a name of a contest winner over at KSTP. Oh, fantastic. Okay. You got a follow-up? Have you spoken to Rhonda about the proper way she pronounces her last name?
I feel bad. I know it's Sukit. I've had about 7 trillion texts and emails and Facebook messages and tweets and Instagram, however messages are sent over Instagram. I know it's Sukit. I feel really bad because I only put it out there because I thought it was funny, and I certainly hope that Rhonda has a sense of humor about it.
I feel like she
probably has to.
I'm
guessing it's probably not the first time she's heard her name said that way. Now, that said, that should have never happened. I always pre-read my scripts. Every once in a while, one gets through that I didn't see before the words come out of my mouth, and there is a perfect case in point of why you want to read every single thing before you're on live TV, because that one got me, and that was pretty embarrassing.
Pretty funny, though. I don't know
if you can hear it, but Barlow's in the background.
Yes.
You can hear this, like, the silence, and then you hear this sort of, like, gasp or
wheeze, like a wheeze laugh.
Yes. And he and I are like 2 14-year-old boys when it comes to these types of things. So he's in the background, like, just gasping, and that made it harder for me. But I'm like, at this point, I just felt bad that I mispronounced Rhonda's name. And I certainly wasn't going to try to gloss over it like it didn't happen. I think that's one of the most irritating things newscasters can do is try to, like, cover up the flub. I mean, come on, just own it. So
own it, yep.
Yeah.
The only reason I bring that up, because I can relate to a much, much smaller scale, but we just talked about our days in smaller market radio. My first job was in Tama, Iowa. I did the morning show, and I would have to read the funeral announcements. And one time there was a Doug, D-U-F-U-S. And I did not read it ahead of time, so I said, and funeral services Doug Doofus will be held. And I started laughing, and my voice started quivering, and then I started cracking up. But I faked it off like I started crying, and I said, I knew Doug. Oh, we're going to miss Doug.
No way.
And I think the statute of limitations has run out on that one, so I can say that. Mike always calls in for Ask Adam Anything, but he's going to ask Chris Anything. Mike in Minneapolis, go ahead for Chris Eggert.
Hey, Chris. It's been established that Adam did not shoot a deer this year, but he came home and claimed that there was blood on his clothes, and he washed his clothes before anybody could get a hold of him. What do you think he's trying to really cover up there?
There's some truth in that story.
All right, Michael, this is a good question. I just got off a hunting trip this last weekend out in North Dakota. And it's a lot of pressure. It is a lot of pressure. You want to come back from the hunt and seem like a big man, like you did what everyone else did, right? Like you got a lot on the line with that hunt. Adam, did you take some blood from somebody else's deer?
Mike is making this up. I got a deer. Let's stop with the shenanigans. I got a deer. It was real blood.
Come on, Mike.
Yeah, that's Mike. He's always got some great questions.
How big is? Did it have a nice rack?
Not great. I mean, it was a 7-pointer. Should have been an 8, knocked a brow tine off, but the freezer's full. That's all I'm going to say about that one.
Well, that's good. Hey, that's smart, man. In this day and age, Nice. Yep. All right. Well, I think I'm 0 for 1 on Ask Chris Anything. So that's cool.
No. It's whatever comes to mind. That's the beauty of the bit. It's a beauty. You're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, I feel. That was bad. But let's keep moving on. Hopefully, there's better.
Well, here's one. Who's the biggest jerk you ever worked with? Somebody wants to know that.
Oh, now I can't answer that. But, you know this, Adam. Like, there are different personalities, just like there is in every office. It doesn't matter, you know, whether it's broadcasting or, you know, whether it is you work in a welding shop or a gas station or whatever. I do feel that sometimes broadcasting sort of creates personality where people feel like they've got to have this kind of big, you know, crazy personality, which is so irritating to me. I mean, I can say that to answer that, I'm not going to say name, but I mean, there have been people along the way that I don't really see eye to eye with because I felt they were pretty egotistical or, you know.
Barlow. It's Barlow. You can say it. It's Barlow. We all know that.
Yeah, his name's Ken. Yeah. Last name starts with a B, ends with a W.
Hey, we're out of time. Enjoy this very much. Hopefully we can do it again sometime. Sorry to cut into your nap time, but I appreciate it very much so, and it was good to talk to you, and continued success, and hopefully we can chat again soon.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. Say hi to Dave, too. I miss seeing him around the old media factory over there. So
never heard of him, but I appreciate it. There goes Chris Eggert from KSTP, a celebrity edition of Ask Chris Anything, 12:53 on WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.